from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President's son met with Russian lawyer during campaign. President Trump's son, Donald Jr., says he met with a Kremlin-linked lawyer shortly after his father clinched the Republican nomination, hoping to get information helpful to the campaign. The White House sought to downplay the contact. The New York Times is reporting today that the president's son is claiming he was offered damaging information about Hillary Clinton, who was the likely Democratic nominee at the time. According to the article, Donald Trump Jr. says he denied interest in the information and quickly changed the subject. In a much-anticipated meeting at the G20 last week, President Trump reportedly pressed Russian President Vladimir Putin on the Russian election meddling, which Putin vehemently denied, and later in a news conference said that he felt that President Trump believed him. White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus, however, told reporters,
"The president absolutely did not believe the denial of President Putin."
A special counsel and congressional committees are investigating any connections between the Trump team and Moscow. Iraqi forces continue to fight remaining Islamic State militants in Mosul, even as officials celebrate victory. Former U.S. Ambassador and Washington Institute for Near Policy scholar James Jeffrey.
"I'm sure there are still individual ISIS soldiers floating around in Mosul or close to it. And certainly there are stay-behind people and essentially folks who are going to do terrorist things. But all in all, Mosul has been liberated."
Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi went to Mosul to congratulate the armed forces on their success. At least 9 people were killed, 25 others injured, when a tourist bus flipped on its side and plunged off a cliff in Peru late Sunday. 50 passengers, including children, were on board, with media reports saying at least 2 children were among the dead. A U.S.-Russian brokered ceasefire in southwest Syria is the first peacemaking effort in the Syrian civil war by President Trump. VOA asked Trinity University Middle East scholar David Lesh if this is a diplomatic breakthrough.
"I would not consider it a diplomatic breakthrough. It's encouraging if it's followed up with workable details and an agreement that actually works, and maybe something that is transferred to other parts of the country. It seems to me that Putin and Trump in their meeting in Europe were eager to show something out of the meeting, and this seems to be it."
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has marked the anniversary of last year's failed coup in Turkey, praising the courage of the Turkish people in defending democracy. He spoke in Istanbul after meeting with Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko in Kyiv. Tillerson said the U.S. has told Russia it must take the first steps to de-escalate violence in eastern Ukraine. He detailed how the U.S. would like to help move things forward.
"We are going to be exploring ways to change the status quo, because continuing to leave things the way they are is simply not acceptable. So we have to reinvigorate these talks to move them forward. And that is the purpose of our engagement and the purpose of Ambassador Volker's appointment. So we're hopeful that we can change this dynamic and begin to make progress."
Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko announced today that Ukraine is beginning discussions on a membership action plan with the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Speaking at a news conference with NATO Secretary General Jan Stoltenberg after a NATO-Ukraine Commission session in Kyiv, President Poroshenko said, "At the moment, Ukraine does not meet NATO accession criteria, but it has a 3-year plan through 2020 and knows what has to be done." United States will step up pressure on China to support sanctions against North Korea in the wake of Pyongyang's recent missile launch. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said while the United States wants to avoid conflict, it is committed to halting North Korea's nuclear drive. Austria has barred the Turkish economic minister from entering the country to attend a rally marking the anniversary of the failed coup attempt in Turkey last year. A spokesman for the Austrian foreign ministry confirmed in a statement on Monday the decision of Foreign Minister Sebastian Kurz says the event was very big and that the public appearance of Turkey's Nihat Zebeksi would endanger public order and security in Austria. Austria has strongly criticized Turkey's security crackdown that followed the failed coup and has repeatedly called for suspending Turkey's EU accession talks. And French President Emmanuel Macron and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull met in Paris to celebrate a multi-billion-dollar deal between the two countries to build Australian submarines in France. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.